Neutrons and protons have nearly the same weight, and electrons weigh much less. So, to a very good approximation, the weight of an atom is simply proportional to the total number of protons and neutrons in its nucleus. 1. A proton for hydrogen, 12 for carbon, 16 for oxygen, and 40 for calcium, corresponding to the atomic weights known but not yet understood in Huxley's time. Why? Why is there a neutron and a proton, one neutral and one charged, both with about the same mass and much heavier than the electron? Why do they attract each other with such a strong force that they form atomic nuclei about 100,000 times smaller than the atoms themselves? We find the explanation again in the details of our present standard model of elementary particles. The lightest quarks are called the U and D, for up and down, and have charges plus 2/3 and minus 1/3, respectively, in units where the electron's charge is taken as minus 1. Protons consist of two U's and a D, and hence have charge 2/3 plus 2/3 minus 1/3 equals plus 1. Neutrons consist of one U and two D's, and hence have charge 2/3 minus 1/3 minus 1/3 equals 0. The proton and neutron masses are nearly equal because these masses arise mostly from strong forces that hold the quarks together, and these forces are the same for U and D quarks. The electron is much lighter because it does not feel these strong forces. All these quarks and electrons are bundles of the energy of various fields, and their properties follow the properties of these fields. So here we are again at the standard model. Indeed, any questions about the physical and chemical properties of calcium carbonate lead us in much the same way through a chain of Y's down to the same point of convergence, to our present quantum mechanical theory of elementary particles, the standard model. But physics and chemistry are easy. How about something tougher, like biology? Our piece of chalk is not a perfect crystal of calcium carbonate, but it is also not a disorganized mess of individual molecules like a gas. Rather, as Huxley explained in his talk in Norwich, chalk is composed of the skeletons of tiny animals who absorbed calcium salts and carbon dioxide from ancient seas and used these chemicals as raw materials to build shells of calcium carbonate around their soft bodies. It takes no imagination to see why this was to their advantage. The sea is not a safe place for unprotected morsels of protein. But this does not in itself explain why plants and animals develop organs like calcium carbonate shells that help them survive. Needing is not the same as getting. The key was provided by the work of Darwin and Wallace,